Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in now LSU coach Paul Maneri. The Tigers open their season tomorrow against Indiana. Coach, how are you?
Good, Christian. How are you?
Good. This conversation gives me a little bit of a reprieve from what we were talking about in Drew Brees and the retirement, therefore speculation, all that stuff. Anyway, so you guys ready to go? Season starts tomorrow.
Did I miss some news on Drew Brees?
You didn't miss anything. You didn't miss anything. It's just some fans wanting to run him out of town.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not one of those. I can tell you that. I'm the biggest Drew fan there is. Boy, what that guy's done for our city is amazing. Getting back to baseball, yes, we're ready to go. We just came off the field after our last practice of preseason, and everybody's about excited as they can possibly be to get the 2020 season underway.
Health is good for everybody?
Yeah, everybody's great. The only injury we have right now is the same injury that we've had since the third day of fall practice. Zach Arnold, a freshman infielder, broke a rib in the fall and then had to have the rib removed in January. So he just started back practicing actually yesterday, taking some ground balls. It'll probably take him about a month to get into playing shape. And then, assuming everybody else stays healthy over the next month, which is a big given, will be at full strength. But all the pitchers are healthy, ready to go. All the position players, with the exception of Zach Arnold, ready to go.
I was impressed back on Media Day when you had the medical word or phrase down for the exact procedure Zach had. That was impressive. I couldn't say the exact procedure.
Well, unfortunately, we've had to deal with it before. It's called the thoracic outlet syndrome. So they had to remove a rib, but we've had that happen with a couple of pitchers before, so I was a little bit more familiar with it than I would want to be.
Coach, as we're on the eve of the new baseball season, I guess, is the unknown or uncertainty, is that something that weighs on your mind? Because you haven't really, you've seen them in practice and obviously in scrimmages, et cetera, but in real live action, is that something that weighs on your mind?
Well, sure, Christian. We haven't played another team, a team in a different color uniform since last June. So, you know, you do all your concerns are from fall practice all the way through fall practice, fall semester into the spring is getting your guys ready, evaluating your guys, teaching your guys, deciding, you know, how we're going to go into the season with what guys we're going to count on. And then all of a sudden, here it is, first game, and your thoughts change from just being concerned with your own players to, hey, there's another team going to be in that other dugout that we need to go out there and beat tomorrow. And so it's a whole different mindset. And when you're not really, you know, or when you haven't done it, you're not really sure how everybody's going to react. And, you know, a baseball game is so fragile, you know, a play here, a play there can determine the outcome of a game. So it's a little nerve-wracking to start a season. I tell people I'm usually more nervous for the first game of the season than I am playing in a national championship game or in the College World Series.
Coach, bear with me on this question. About how many games into a season do you feel like you have a good idea of what your team is made up of?
Well, that's a hard question to answer because every team is different. But, you know, sometimes you have a very veteran team and you're pretty sure what you've got right out of the gate. But, you know, in this particular year, we know what we have from a pitching standpoint. Although, you know, A.J. Labus has never pitched in an FCC game. He pitched only midweek games 2 years ago, and last year he didn't pitch at all. So, you know, there's a little bit of, you know, uncertainty. How's A.J. going to handle it against FCC hitters in that those environments? But, you know, we know what Landon Marceau is capable of doing. We know what Cole Henry is capable of doing. Devin Fontenot, certainly, and all those other middle relievers. But we don't know Jaden Hill. He hasn't pitched in the FCC game yet. So, you know, it takes a little while with some guys on the pitching staff. As far as position players, that's usually a fluid thing. You know, some guys will show that they come every day and they can go out there and give you quality at bats and make the plays, and other guys don't have the same consistency. And there's only one way to find out which guys can do that for you, and that's by running them out there to see what they can do. And it may cause us to lose a game here and there because we're experimenting to figure out who are the guys we can really count on down the stretch run. But hopefully we won't lose too many of them. We like to win them all. But we got to find out who are the right guys, and the only way to do that is to try them all out.
How has Drew Bianco looked? Can you just talk about his progression from year one to year two?
Yeah, well, so far in all the practices and so forth, Drew's looked great, and I think he's really matured as a person. I think his work ethic is good. I think he's really responding to Eddie Smith and the work that Eddie's doing with him. He's not a perfect player. Nobody's a perfect player. I mean, these are young kids. But I think Drew's done a lot of great things and deserves the first shot. He'll be in there tomorrow night.
LSU coach Paul Manera here on Sports Talk. They open the season tomorrow night at 7 p.m. against Indiana. Pregame coverage starts at 6:30. First pitch at 7 p.m. right here on WWL. Coach, I know in football there's usually a drastic difference between year one to year two. Does that hold true in college baseball?
You're talking about with individual players?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any question about it. Some freshmen come in and show that they can play right away and there's nothing too big for them. Others, take a little bit of time. I hope a Drew Bianco, I hope a Gavin Dugas, a Giovanni DiGiacomo, I hope those guys are in that category, that the ability is there. It just took them a little while to kind of figure out, how to handle all the pressures that come with being a baseball player at LSU. Our history is filled with guys who have played much better as sophomores than they did as freshmen. And then we have other kids that came in as freshmen and right from the get-go showed that they could be counted on and could do the job. And their career just continues to go right on, in an ascending way until they end up leaving usually for professional baseball. But I think there's a big difference for most kids between years one and two.
Coach, a lot of times when I ask you questions, I'm trying to learn something. So would you rather have a pure speedster or a guy that can flat out run the bases? In other words, like a great base runner that doesn't have as much speed as the speedster.
Well, it depends what the situation is at that moment. If we're trying to score from second base on a single with two outs in the ninth inning, I'd rather have a speedster. If it's somebody that's at first base in the third inning and a ball's hit in the gap, you like to have somebody that has instincts for the game and that can read balls and react accordingly. But over the course of the long season, you definitely would rather have people that know the game and understand it and know when to take chances and run the base as well. But if you have somebody that can do that and is fast, wow, you've really hit the jackpot with that player.
How would you feel about your team speed this year overall?
I'm sorry, what'd you say again, Chris?
How do you feel about your team speed overall this year?
Yeah, I don't think we have as much team speed as we've been used to the last few years. We graduated Duplantis and Josh Smith signed and Zach Watson signed. If Giovanni's in there, then we've got some speed there. We've got some guys that are kind of underrated speed. I wouldn't call them burners, but guys like Drew Bianco run better than most people think they do, Gavin Dugas and so forth. But we don't have the pure base stealers that we've had in the past. But I think we've got a lot of guys that are capable of scoring from second on a single. So if that's the most speed we have, but they can handle the bat, they're good hitters, and they did play good defense, then that'll be good enough.
Indiana coming to town Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, three-game series to open the season. Coach, and it's a Big Ten championship team. So just talk about, I know they graduated a few guys and also had 10 players, I believe, drafted in the MLB. But just talk about what kind of challenge they're going to present.
Oh, I think that Indiana is going to be an SEC caliber team in the box opening weekend. They, they lost some guys, but so did we. They loaded up with some guys, and so did we. Michigan lost to Vanderbilt, people will remember, in the finals of the World Series last year, and Indiana went to Ann Arbor and beat Michigan 2 out of 3. So you have to have talent to be able to do those kinds of things, because I thought Michigan had a really good team. I think Indiana's going to come down here. They're going to be all fired up. And, I know that they take baseball serious there. They have a beautiful facility at Bloomington. You know, I have some experience coaching in the state of Indiana, being at Notre Dame. So I know how serious they are about it. I think they're going to be a very formidable opponent. I think we're going to have three great games this weekend against them.
Coach, I know back on Media Day you said you were tinkering with the idea of batting Daniel Cabrera leadoff. Is that still a possibility?
Yeah, we're going to definitely do that, at least to start the season. And the reason we can do that is because Zach Mathis definitely is a three-hole hitter for LSU. I don't have any doubt that he's going to be a run producer for us with power, with extra base hits, doubles, and so forth. And, you know, I like having a real good hitter at the top of the order. Christian, it's kind of my philosophy because, number one, I think when the opposing team's starting pitcher has to face a really good hitter to start the game that's capable of leaving the yard or hitting a double to start off a game, now you get that pitcher in the stretch right away, having to pitch with a guy in runner with a runner in scoring position. It keeps a pitcher from getting into a good rhythm right out of the gate. Secondly, I like it if we're behind in a game and, you know, you're at the bottom of the order and the lineup turns over. It's nice to have a really good hitter right there at the top of the order once the lineup turns over. So Daniel's been doing a really good job in the scrimmages with it. He likes it. I think he's a good base runner. He's got some speed to steal a base. So even though he doesn't seem like a prototypical leadoff hitter because he's got power, hey, look at DJ LeMahieu. He led off for the Yankees and hit 25 home runs and drove in 103 runs. So maybe we'll get that kind of production out of Daniel as a leadoff hitter.
Coach, I've heard the story before, but if you could tell the audience how you guys found Zach Mathis.
Well, yeah, people that follow the program will remember that we were a little bit surprised when a young man by the name of Christian Cairo, who had signed with us, decided pretty late that he was going to sign professionally. He was here for summer school. So we were a little bit in a crisis management position because we thought that Christian was going to come in and be a real player for us at the shortstop position. So we just kind of started calling all of our contacts, and we talked to a summer league coach that we've had a longstanding relationship with, a guy that we respect a lot. He's kind of got his thumb on the pulse of the junior colleges out in California, and he recommended Zach Mathis. So we called Zach, first we called his coach out at the junior college, and ironically, it was a coach that followed me at the United States Air Force Academy. So I knew him, and I knew he'd be honest with me, and he had nothing but great things to say about Zach Mathis. So we called Zach. He happened to be on a trip to South Carolina that weekend, so he was scheduled to take a trip to Florida State and Texas Tech after he was going to come and see us the next weekend. But after he visited us, he called off those other trips and decided LSU was the place for him, and thank goodness he did, for our sake.
LSU coach Paul Maneri, good luck tomorrow night in the opener. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Christian.
All right, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. first pitch against Indiana.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.